welcome to Equalizing the Store. It's CAT's weekly hardcore punk show. You're tuning into the August 29th edition, and we started off tonight with the Subhumans and a song called We're Alive, which is part of a re-recording of all the Incorrect Thoughts material. Alternative Tentacles just put it out as a double LP. There's six unreleased tracks on there that have been written back in 1980, 1981, recorded today with the new lineup with John Card on drums, formerly of SNFU and Personality Crisis. He's the latest addition, and they'll be in town coming up soon. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. We've got a whole bunch of other things going on. Darcy's coming in. He's got a demo feature, and we're going to get back into the music, starting off with RKL, one of my all-time favorites. This is a song called I'm Locked Up.
I'm locked in this cell with no chance of escape. I've got to get out of this, my mind can't stay. I fuck authority right in the ass. Now, authority's gonna fuck me right back. I'm in intrusion, 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 intrusion. I can't get out. I'm in intrusion, 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 intrusion. Don't rebel. I'm locked in this cell with no chance of escape. Gotta get out, this is my mind can't take. I caught a party right in the ass. Now, authority's gonna fuck me right back. I'm an intrusion, 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 intrusion. I can't get out. I'm in an intrusion, 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 intrusion. There's no remorse. Locked in this cell with no chance of escape. I've got to get out, this is my mind can't take. I fuck authority right in the ass. Now, authority's gonna fuck me right back. Intrusion, 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 intrusion. I can't get out. I'm in an intrusion, 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 intrusion. No remorse. No remorse. Like a beggar in his way, I'm out of control, I'm out of state, he can hate me, but I'm thinking I'm me.
but never twice. Must withdraw to pay the price.
We
started off that set with RKL and the song I'm Locked Up, one of my all-time favorite songs by them. That comes off the Best of RKL, which was released on Mystic quite a long time ago. Up next, we're a new band from the Netherlands called Citizens Patrol. We heard a song called Schizophrenic Nightmare. It's off a self-titled LP. It's been released on two labels, a split release by Way Back When, and Even Worse Records. The Accused were followed that up with a re-recorded version of Take My Time, which is a song that they released as their first. It was a song that came out on their first single. It was a 5-song EP, but was part of, sort of tacked on as like bonus tracks to a release that came out a couple of years back called Oh Martha, and was self-released on their own label called Candor Records. After that, we heard DFA from Regina, and we heard Our Lord and Savior, taken from the Destined for Assimilation 12-inch that came out on Ugly Pop. Fratricide were next, and that was off of a recording that was done live at CFRO, which is a campus community station much like our own in Vancouver. It was recorded August 20th, 1987. I was trying to play it last week or 2 weeks ago, because it would have been sort of like an anniversary period, but anyway, a week late, but nonetheless, I guess I'm trying to do the math here. It seems like it was 23 years. It was recorded 23 years ago. Yeah. So the song we heard is called "Beaten Senseless," and I also play that because There's been a recent fratricide release put together by the folks from Schizophrenic and Ugly Pop. And we finished up with Reproach from Europe in the song called School Sucks, taken from their brand new self-titled LP, which was released on Deep Six in the States. Darcy, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I can't hear you.
I said I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm fine. What are we going to hear next? Are you ready to go or no?
No, I'm not. The set is not working for me.
Okay, I'm going to cue something,
okay? I'll do some more of your music, if that's all right. What have you got coming up next?
We're going to hear a band called The Sweet Nothings.
The Sweet Nothings?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
They're from Calgary.
Band's from Calgary?
They're from Winnipeg.
Winnipeg? Interesting. Sounds good. So while we cue that up... Brand new release on Primitive Air Raid?
Yeah. The song's called Girls Can't Help It.
The song's called Girls Can't Help It.
Thank you.
Okay, we started off that last set with the Sweet Nothings out of Winnipeg, and the song was called Girls Can't Help It. It's off of a 7-inch called When You're Around. It was released on Primitive Air Raid, which is a label that Jason from Under Pressure does. He's the bass player in that band. Vapid were next out of Vancouver. We heard two tracks off their Do the Earthquake EP. We heard the song Victim, and we heard the song Horror, and that's released on Nominal Records. It was... it's a relatively newer label. It's come out in the last 2 years, and they've released a lot of stuff out of Vancouver, especially around the emergency room scene. So that was the first, though, the beginning of it all. And after that, we heard a band from Spain called the Renegades of Punk. They have a self-titled EP. What's that?
I like that name.
Yeah, it's a good name. We heard a song called E Uma Simple Quisteo de Supercayo, I think, something like that, to that effect. Anyway.
Do you know what the translation is?
No, I don't. I didn't get enough time to go through all the lyrics and stuff, but it's released on a label out of Germany called Thrash Bastard. You'll notice that there's a lot of sort of teaming up of different countries and different putting out different bands. It's kind of neat. Total some international scene unity going on. Anyway, after that we heard... this brand new reissue that's come out of Max and the Makeups. It's out on a label called Puke and Vomit. We heard a song called Let Go. After that, we heard Raukas from Finland. This is their first full length. It's called Jokainen Päivät on Taistule. And the song we heard was off this was called Testamenti. And we finished up with Beyond Pink out of Sweden. And they've got a brand new EP out called Try This at Home, Kids. It's released on Emancipunks Records. And we heard a song called Killed by Ugly, brand new material, on a Polish label, Swedish band, Polish label.
Great.
Just kind of neat.
Good combo.
What's that?
Good combo.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Take it away, brother.
Right. Well, we've got to take a very quick break, and then we'll be back with new Punch. From Push Pull and a whole bunch of other great shit. All right.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm. Yeah!
All right, the last song there was 1974 by Kirst. And Steve, if you can hand me over that paper there so I can tell everybody what we listened to. Thanks very much. All right, we started off that set with Brand New Punch off of Push Pull. I know I've been playing Punch a couple times in the last little while. I believe I even put a song on my set last week, but that's Brand New Punch. The song is called Don't Need You. Just going in with Steve's all-female set there. I figured I'd start it off with that. Right after that, we listened to Career Suicide's theme song, Career Suicide, off of the first anthology put out by Deranged. Obviously, they played over this weekend the surprise last-minute set at Parts and Labor. I wasn't there, so I'm sort of living vicariously through that song. Right after that, we listened to Victims from Sweden, Refuse to Feed the Machine off of Divide and Conquer. Raw, one of my all-time favorite local bands, a song called In the End. Then Vicious Cycle, who also played this past weekend with Career Suicide, their song Gamma Ray off of Pale Blue Dot, also out on Deranged. And again, we finished that off with Cursed, 1974. What's coming up?
We got a new band from Finland called Lapin Poltajat, more Finnish stuff. This is brand new on Roku Records, and it's a self-titled LP. I think they might be, I better not say. I'm not entirely sure. I have a sneaking suspicion they're from a really small town in northern Finland, in the Lapland part,
right,
which has a total population of 300. But I'm not entirely sure of this fact.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I should be talking about it. So I'm just going to get into it.
Just roll the tape.
Brand new material by them. It's a self-titled full-length LP that's just come out on Roku Records. And the song we're going to hear is called Oikea Laikites.
All right.
I think
let's rip it.
We'll see. Anyway, here we go. Okay, we started off that set with Lapin Poltiat, and we heard the song called Oikia Laikitis, released on a number of labels, not just Roku Records, as initially announced, but also another favorite label of mine out of Tempore. The label is called Camiset Levit, and I believe they were may have been. Well, anyway, no, I won't get into that. Gas Chamber were next. A band from Buffalo, and we heard the song called Price of Greatness. This is a demo that they recorded 2 years ago that's been pressed onto a 12-inch by a new label out of Buffalo called Warm Bath Label. And Warm Bath is done by Pat, who is the singer and running for cover. So this band is a bit more noisier than maybe Running for Cover, a little bit more influenced by Lip Cream. So I kind of played Lip Cream next. I did play Lip Cream next. And we heard a song called Radical Mental Truth, which was originally recorded for, I believe, a Kill the ICBM 7-inch. This has been collected as a bootleg called Kill the IBM and put out on a label called Terror Shock Discs, which I think might be from here, but who knows with bootlegs. Anyway, they've collected a bunch of different recordings by Lip Cream on this. It's a fabulous record if you can find it. Age Zero are next, a band from Barcelona with a song called Me Caigo en Tu Rock, and that comes off of a label out of there called Sell Our Souls.
Cover
It's a pretty awesome. The music's really awesome too.
Well, the music is great, but I like the
not just the artwork.
The album looks awesome.
Yeah, I've gotten out of judging a book by its cover. But
yeah, I didn't say it was. I listened to the song. I like it. I'm just saying.
You're right. It's a total package. Cool. No, you're right. It's a total package.
This is
awesome band.
Caveman punching each other out.
It's yeah. Cool. And after that, we heard two tracks off of a new local band called Lice. We had the songs called You're the Butcher and I'm the Beast, and that was followed up by God Reduce You, You Fucking Louse. And it's a split record with a band called Tonin, I think, and it's out on a label called En Kinos, but it's totally like DIY done. And I met this guy through my work. He's a drummer. He plays in this band. He plays in a bunch of other bands, like some more indie kind of rock bands, but this is like his sort of like noise screamo kind of band. So I dig it. It's really good. Anyway.
Yeah, totally.
New local stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of Life Lice Lice?
I have not.
No, see.
So I'm excited about
this. Yeah, it's kind of weird how we find these bands.
Yeah, especially through work, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. What's up next?
Well, next we're going to listen to an older local band. At least this is the first thing on this list. And then, we're going to get into a whole great big... I got lots and lots and lots of stuff up my sleeve. So, first things first is Our War with a song called... I can't even remember what it's called right now. Hold on. It's called Hard to Swallow. All right, this is Our War. If you're not now, you never were. Sorry. You think it's something you should tell me yourself? The kind that you don't want to hear. Anyone knows it's a falling adultery. There must be so many to sin. Shake your preach. So hard to swallow. I look in the mirror. That's who I follow. Shake your preach. I look in the mirror. That's who I follow. All right. How's everybody doing? It's,
Rad.
He's doing rad? All right. That last song there was Welcome to the Neighborhood by the Libyans, of course, from Boston. So we started off that set with Our War, Hard to Swallow, off of If You're Not Now, You Never Were. Then we listened to a pretty wacky cover of Flash in the Pan, weird sort of disco-y track from the 80s, but that was The Hives from Sweden doing a cover of Early Morning Wake-Up Call by Flash in the Pan off of their Tarred and Feathered. They did like a four-song cover EP. Then we listened to, of course, I believe the next song was Friend or Foe by Negative Approach. I don't know if you've ever heard of that band. And then we listened to Floor Punch, Change of Heart from Jersey Shore. Then it was Wake Up and Live by Youth of Today, of course, from New York City. We are not in this alone. And then True Colors, Consider It Done. The song was called Can't Turn Away, their last little EP that they put out before they broke up just a little while ago. Those guys being from Antwerp, Belgium, if I'm not mistaken. Steve, what's coming up next?
Feel free to jump in if I've missed anything.
Sure.
Okay, starting off with, we're going to do the show listing. So starting off with tomorrow night, there's a DJ night at Disgraceland, as we've talked about in past shows.
Our co-host, Robbie Fraz, is going to be there.
With Simon Harvey, former co-host and founder of the show. And they're going to be spinning punk rock. So that's a night called Not Now, No Way. You should go down and check it out. I think things get started around 9:10, somewhere in there.
9:30, something. Yeah, between 9 and 10.
You can drink. There's lots of vegan food, whatever. Good times.
Vegan poutine.
Yeah.
It's good.
Tuesday night at Rancho Relaxo, the Sick Needs are coming down from Newmarket, and they've got a new lineup, and they're going to be playing with Fitness, Rodrigo Wild, and Whiskey Face. Wednesday at the Opera House, the Melvins are in town. Friday, September 3rd, at Sneaky D's is the first night of the Terminal City Ricochet Fest number 3. So this is the third
yep. There's lots and lots of, and they're all local bands.
And it's a three-night fest, so I'll just run through the bands playing on which night. So the Friday night is Bludgeon from Montreal, Out of Order from Montreal, G-Men, Machine Gun Dolly from Ottawa, The Terminals, The Rotten from Kitchener, Sob, Scullions, and Snake Pit. And that'll be Friday night. Saturday night, so all nights are at Sneaky D's. Saturday night is Explicit Noise from Montreal, The Whiskey Shits, Subsistence from Montreal, Skunks, Legion 666, The Swabs, Ghetto Blaster, Vulgar Manor, and The Lower End. And then on Sunday night, Broadcast Zero, RIP or RIP, I'm not sure,
mm-hmm.
and Thrashards, and there's a few others that we don't know.
And Sunday is actually free.
Is that right?
Yeah. So the first two nights, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they're charging $15 admission for each night, or you can spend $10 each night, or you can spend $15 and get into both. So it saves you $5 if you want to just see both.
Do you know if that Saturday show is starting earlier?
I don't know about that.
But
no, yes, it is. It
though.
Is. It's starting. It's supposed to start 1 hour earlier. The set times are actually pretty strict. The first band's going on at 8 p.m. on Friday. So it's $10 to get in or $15 if you want to see both shows. Sunday is free, and I believe it's actually at 751 or – I know it's not at Sneaky D's, but the website – the information is on our blog.
Okay, so we have Sneaky D's by accident.
Yeah, so we got Sneaky D's Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday's free show, and I believe it's at 751, but I might be mistaken about that.
Okay. Thursday, September 9th, the Phoenix, Strung Out, Rufio, Mute, and We Are the Union are playing. Friday, September 10th, at Lee's Palace, the Subhumans, in from Vancouver. Saturday, September 11th, at the Hardlock Bar, Marauder are playing with Final Word, Enforcers, and Planet Danger. Saturday, September 18th, at the Opera House, Sick and Vol, Swinging Utters, Wisdom in Chains, Mongoloids, Copyright. Sunday, September 19th at the Mod Club, Annie Flag, Lemuria in from Buffalo, and The Artist Life. Wednesday, September 22nd at the Garrison, The Strange Boys, and Gentleman Jesse and His Men. Thursday, September 23rd at the Opera House, Comeback Kid, Madball, The Wilhelm Scream. Friday, October 8th at the Horseshoe is DOA. Friday, and that same night at Lee's Palace, King Kong and the Shrines, the BBQ show. Wednesday, October 13th at the Mod Club, Nick Lowe will be here, a new wave legend of sorts. Thursday, October 14th at the Cool House, Bad Religion, Bouncing Souls, and Off With Their Heads. Social Distortion will be playing the same place on the 23rd, and Gary Newman on the 24th at the Opera House. Gary Newman, yeah, the new wave dude.
Wow.
Anyway, we just put him on there because it's such a novelty. Here in My Cars. I was listening to that song just recently. I don't know why. I don't even know where I heard it. Anyway,
if you know
of any shows, you can forward them on to us at Equalize.
Yeah,
do. Do you have some additions?
There is one other show that was just announced. Last week, Weak Link and Total Trash were supposed to play one of those secret outdoor shows, wherever those are happening.
Luke, you should call me because I found a spot that I think one of these shows could take place.
Oh, well,
I found
Luke,
an awesome.
Talk to Steve.
I think I found an awesome space for you.
Wicked. Well, anyway, if you were there, I'm sure you know, or at least you heard, that the show actually didn't happen and the generator wasn't working. Which was a bummer for Weak Link coming from Newfoundland, but at least they were, they had the show before and they had a show after. At any rate, there is a sort of a makeup show because Total Trash was excited to play. And now, of course, Weak Link is gone, but it'll be School Jerks and Total Trash. I don't remember the date exactly, but I believe it's within the next 3-4 weeks. It's coming up. It's not far in the future. I believe it is posted on the Stuck in the City board, and we'll have it up on the website there in just a minute, but I noticed that was one thing that you left off there. But yes, of course, if you are in a band and you want us to play your band on the show, or you want to tell us about a show you're playing, please contact the blog or the MySpace or email us or phone in. We will get your information on the show or on the blog or on the MySpace and spread it to the masses. So let us know if you're in a band or if you're doing a show or whatever.
Send us listings to Equalizing Extra Store at caat.fm. If you want to look at the listings, they're up at equalizingextrastore.blogspot.com. And you can call us here at 416-946-7000.
All right, let's play some more tunes.
Let's get into it. This is The Wankees. They've got a record out called The Very Best Of, Hero The Wankees. And we're going to hear a song off this called No Control.
No control. No control. No control. No control. No control. Shot.
All right. How'd it sound?
It sounded fine. We heard the Wankees to begin with, off the very best of the Wankees, and we heard a song called No Control. It's released on a Spanish label called La Vida Es Un Mus. Then we went on to hear War Hero, a band from Squamish, B.C. This is off of a split they did with Hominid. The song we heard is called 2010 Riots. After that, we heard a band from Meaford called Angry Thalidomide Babies. This is a band that would grow into the Sons of Ishmael.
Really?
Yeah. This is off of a demo that was recorded in 1984, so they're a pre-Sons of Ishmael band. And the song we heard was called A War Hero.
Awesome.
Which never mind. I'm not going to get into the stuff right. I'm not really sure about. And we finished up with Void from D.C., and we heard the song called War Hero, which is off of this is a bootleg that's got two demos on it. One is the Hit and Run demo, and one is the Condensed Flesh. Mm-hmm. This is initially off the Hit and Run demo. I think this has just come out in the last year or so. The Hit and Run recording was recorded in November 1980 at Inner Ear, which is the studio that did all the early Discord records, all mm-hmm. the classic records. And so there was a bit of a theme around War Hero in that set, if you didn't get it. But War Hero was the band from Squamish, B.C. Angry Thalidomide Babies did a song called War Hero, and so did Void. So
yeah.
I just happened to find all these songs about War Hero. Anyway.
Sweet.
Yeah. So what's up next?
Well, what's up next is I've got two friends here in the studio who have put together a handful of songs. And the first thing we're going to listen to is Rec Room. Is that right? Rec Room from Sweden. All right, let's hit it. We'll be right back. All right. So, welcome back. You're listening to EXD on CIET 89.5 FM, and we're nearing the end of the show. I'd like to welcome our guests, Amanda and Carolina.
Caroline.
I don't know why I said Carolina. I'm very sorry. Amanda is the front woman of new local hardcore punk band Loathsome, or whatever you want to call their subgenre, and Caroline is just awesome. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey.
And they just they picked all the last songs we just heard.
We did.
So why don't you tell us what you played?
Well, apparently our band is Power Violence, according to my drummer, Evan. So I'll just clear that up. And the first song, actually, that we picked, so I apologize for ruining your ears or not transitioning the songs very well. This is our first time choosing some sets for a radio show, so hopefully it wasn't too torturous and the music made up for it. The first song was actually a Crime Think record label band. I don't know too much about that, but they're called Requiem, and the song was Succession from Storm Heaven. Second, we had a couple Rape Revenge tracks. What were those, Caroline?
We started with Fuck Your Gender and then accidentally played I'm So Gay.
Right, yeah, they're pretty short. It's hard to change the record. After that, those guys are from those women and men, I should say, since they're not guys at all, are a feminist vegan. I think they're even straight edge from Calgary, which makes them triple awesome.
They're on True Records.
Mm-hmm. And the next song we had was Lab Rat, also from Calgary. And I don't know if they self-released that record there. It looks like it says Rar Breath Records. We played Heart of Darkness.
No, we didn't. We played The Bloody End.
Oh, okay. We played The Bloody End. After that, we had some grindcore. We played Crossed Out, He-Man, off a self-titled 7-inch. They're from California. And fifth, we had what?
That was Hatred Surge. We played Stubborn from their self-titled album. Those guys are from Texas.
Awesome. And then we went into some slower songs. We played Vile Intent. Love those guys. And they just came back from a U.S. tour. We actually played a song called Teeth, which my band actually has a song that's about the same topic. It's the Rape Axe, anti-rape condom. So that song was called Teeth, and I think it's on the recently released 7-inch. They're from Montreal. After that, what did we play?
We played The Burial by Cobra Noir, also a band from Montreal, and that's off of their album Abode of the Dead.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. And then after that, Baroness Unpersons did a split, and we played a song called A Small Gesture. The split was called A Gray Sigh in a Flower Husk, really long, and they're from Georgia. And then what after that?
Then we played Two by Buried Inside, which is off of their album called Spoils of Failure.
Yeah, my friend Paul's in that band. They are really awesome. Unfortunately, they broke up, but you can definitely still find their record. And I think they're probably working on a new project. I think Paul is doing a pop-punk project now called Pals, which is pretty hilarious. You should check them out. And what's the last song we played?
Then we played Lowest of the Low by Black Ships, which is a classic. That's off of their album Low, another band from Montreal. We seem to be favoring those Québécois.
Yeah, it's true. Je parle français alors. J'aime tellement les Québécois. So, Black Ships, and you can check out, unfortunately that band also broke up, but you can check out Barnburner as one of the projects that good old Taylor is in these days. So, yeah, that was our set. Thanks a lot for listening.
Awesome. No, thanks a lot for coming in and playing that stuff. It was wicked.
Cool. Anytime, dude.
All right. We're going to wrap up the show here. We've got 10 more minutes left of EXD. I hope you've been enjoying the show. We're going to play Kulo, a brand-new awesome band from the Chicago area. Has been ripping up the scene for a little over a year. They're the guys. I don't know. They're fucking great. Is all I have to say, and we're going to listen to the demo. They've called it they've used a little Ramones reference. My brain is hanging upside down. Here's Kulo.
We'll be right back. show them. I had a lobotomy in the end.
Lobotomy? Isn't that for loonies?
Not at all. A friend of mine had one.
Rock and rollers.